this morning, year round for my shoes.
Take a trip back in time to a late November day, 1936, and blues guitarist Robert Johnson, a traveling musician, arrives in San Antonio. He is known as a quiet and polite young man, but with two vices, whiskey and women. The itinerant musician answers to different names in almost every city he plays, but San Antonio would become the place where his name would join the legends after he'd record some of his most famous songs, like I Believe I'll Dust My Broom.
I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom.
Crossroad Blues.
I went to the crossroads.
And Terraplane Blues.
They've been driving my terraplane for years since I've been gone.
These were the fledgling days of America's recording industry, and the ambitious Johnson came to San Antonio to put his talent on a 3-minute 78. The modest recording studio was room 414 of the Gunter Hotel downtown.
I want people who don't know anything about Robert Johnson to really get into his music now. That's what I want, and I think you will.
Tyler Jacob Rawlinson plays Robert Johnson in the student-produced 15-minute film by Robert Brink, Devil Deal Blues. The title comes from the legend that Johnson made a Faustian deal with the devil for his musical gifts in exchange for his soul.
And we're set. And action!
Brink is a Columbia graduate student who scored a $25,000 prize from the San Antonio Film Commission's Student Film Project Award to lure productions like this to town.
Perhaps this short film, if it looks great, somebody's going to want to finance the feature version of it, which we have a great feature script for this story. It's got a big scale and shows off all of San Antonio.
Roll camera. Camera's rolling.
To make downtown San Antonio look like it did during the Depression, old-time vehicles took the place of modern cars. Brink and his crew shoot the scene a dozen times. It seems for this film you'd need a history lesson. There's no film footage of Robert Johnson, and only three photos of him are known to exist. So Rawlinson and fellow actor Charo, who plays a maid and Johnson's love interest, say they had fun developing their parts from imagination.
There's some written and documented stuff, but then there's also a lot of flexibility because there's not so much documentation.
Rawlinson says while much of Johnson's history may be in dispute, the fact remains Johnson had a major impact on music.
And so you can track everything that the Rolling Stones have done, everything that the Beatles have done, back to Robert Johnson. Bob Dylan, you can track back to Robert Johnson.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby.
Rawlinson, who says his own taste in music has evolved because of the accomplished blues genius, believes Johnson was fearless, a live wire, and a showman.
I believe we capture that in the film.
Johnson had only one other recording session in Dallas, 1937. Then months later, he mysteriously died at the age of 27, creating the tragic template for future rock stars influenced by his music, recorded in San Antonio. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.